Throughout the year, the most wine I'll ever drink is the night of Pesach when it comes to the Dali Kosos. Throughout the rest of the year, I pretty much make Kiddush on grape juice almost every single week, to the point where whenever I invite guests for Shabbos, if they ever bring a bottle of wine, it's a little embarrassing, but I have to tell them that I'm sorry, I don't even own a corkscrew. And in my apartment, we have a whole shelf filled with bottles of wine. It does come in handy when it comes to regifting, so if we ever get invited out and you get a bottle of wine, it's probably from someone else, but it's usually a good bottle of wine. But I really don't enjoy drinking wine. And if you were to offer me a $2 bottle of peach Snapple or a $200 bottle of wine, without hesitation, I would take the $2 bottle of peach Snapple. But of course, I'm probably in the minority, certainly when it comes to that option over there, and that many people, even if someone doesn't drink so much, so there's a certain appreciation for a $200 bottle of wine, that it just tastes so good. And there has to be something to it, the fact that they're charging $200 for this bottle of wine. And even Chazal recognized the chashivas of wine, where when it comes to Yom Tov, which we're going to be celebrating Sukkot shortly, and when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to enjoy foods, and there's a mitzvah of basar v'yayin, of having meat and drinking wine, because meat is the most chashiv food, and wine is the most chashiv drink there is. And I am an outlier. I'm a person who, even though I don't have any enjoyment from drinking an expensive bottle of wine, that doesn't mean that it's normal. And when it comes, lahavdil, when it comes to Torah, so of course Torah is the most chashav thing ever, right? So meat might be the most chashav food, wine might be the most chashav drink, but Torah is the most chashav anything. And unfortunately, there are people that have certain misperceptions of Torah. And they think about keeping the mitzvos and the obligations and the duties that the Torah enforces upon us. And they think, you know, this is a tremendous burden upon us. And especially these times of year where it comes to Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres, all these days, it's mamish, it's about enjoyment. And the Torah and learning Torah and keeping Torah is a pleasant and pleasurable thing. And the Dibna Magid brings a mashal. I'm going to modernize it. Imagine if you see the UPS truck pull up in front of your house, and you see him take out a box. You see the Amazon package there. And you see the delivery man struggling. And you live on the fourth floor of your building, and you're looking out the window. You are waiting for this package to come. And you see him, like, holding it on one leg and trying to figure out a way for him to carry it. And he's carrying it. You could see him sweating. And after a few steps, he stops for a second. He wipes his forehead from the sweat. And he picks it up. And he continues on. And about a minute later, he rings your doorbell. And you open up the door. And you immediately say to him, "I'm sorry, you have the wrong package." And the UPS guy says, "What are you talking about? You didn't even open it. You have no idea what's here." And the person says, "I'm telling you, you have the wrong package." He says, "But how do you know? Tell me." And the person says, "Because I ordered pillows. And the fact that you're sweating, and the fact that I could tell it's really heavy, there's no way that's my package. You have the wrong package, like I said." And there are plenty of people who feel that the Torah is a burden. But a person should recognize that that's misguided. That the Torah is something, it should be like carrying a box of feathers. Something that's easy. Something that's simple to be able to do. And something, of course, that is so worthwhile. And aside from that, a more devastating perception of Torah is that some people just don't view it as chashav at all. The first example is that it might be important, but it's a burden. But there are unfortunately plenty of people who don't even view it as important. And their entire worldview is totally upside down. So when it comes to fantasy football, that's top of the list. when it comes to going to concert or going to movies, Netflix, whatever it be, that's the top priorities. And Torah, like, who cares about Torah? Chas v'shalom, for someone to say that or to even think that. But there are plenty of people who Torah gets, that's the last on the totem pole. And in this week's Parsha in Hazinu, we're told in Pasuk Memvav, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu telling Bnei Yisrael to take the words of Torah to one's heart, Lishmor Lasos is called Divrei HaTorah Zos, to guard the Torah and to keep its words. And continues the next Pasuk Mem Zayin, Ki lo davar reku mikem, the Torah is not empty, Ki hu chayechem, it is your life, Uvadavar hazeh tarichu yamim al ha'adama, and through this, through learning the Torah and keeping Torah, you're going to lengthen your days on earth. And the Chavetz Chaim explains on those words, Ki lo davar reku mikem, which simply means that the Torah is not empty, right? Hu chayechem, it's your life. He says there's so many people who think the Torah is empty. Look how vain the Torah is. Look what it has. It doesn't have anything of value in it. Look how ancient it is, archaic it is. It's nothing. Nothing worth keeping. And the Chavetz Chaim says, Ki lo davar reik, when you think that the Torah is empty, who? Mikem. It's your mentality. It's you. You are what's empty. It's not the Torah. The Torah is filled with important messages, important ideas, that is mamish, hu chayechem, it's mamish, our life. And that's the way we have to live life. And there are so many times where I want to try to give over to students of mine the fact that how important the Torah is and how much it guides us through life. How amazing and how sweet it is to learn Torah, and how amazing it is and the feeling one gets when one keeps the Torah. And unfortunately, we're up against a society and a culture like never before in all of history. We have so many distractions to this, and so many world views that seem to counteract the views of the Torah. And we have to uplift the Torah, and we have this idea of Ki lo davareku mikem ki hu chayechem, just shortly before Simchas Torah, in recognizing the whole simcha of what the Torah is supposed to be, is about recognizing that it is our life. It is mamish, our life. We're supposed to learn it constantly and live it. And like the mashal of the Namagid, to use it and to recognize how pleasant it is, how light it is, how easy it is, and how beautiful it is to keep the Torah.